Sir Robert was there. He sat the two Scott coordinators down in one of the big cyclo bucket seats.
Was there a third one of you?
Sir Robert wanted to know.
Well, yes,
said McCandless.
There was Allison. But a couple of days ago he fell in a river and some scaly beast got him.
Did you see this?
Said Sir Robert. Well, no, they hadn't seen it. The General had told them, and there were plenty of rivers and lots of scaly beasts. Sir Johnny was saying something now.
Did Allison talk cyclo?
He was in pilot training,
said McCandless.
The Federation needs its own pilots sometimes. I suppose he did.
Yes, he did,
said the other Scott.
He could talk some cyclo. They pulled him out of the class to come here. The order to lift these people out came very suddenly from the Council, and we were short.
Sir Robert said,
do you recall hearing him talk cyclo to these ruffians around here?
They thought for a while. The rain was drumming on the marine attack plane roof, and it was awfully hot.
Aye,
said McCandless finally.
I heard him talking to one of the officers that was finding it remarkable he talked cyclo. They chatted away in it quite a while. I don't speak.
That's all we wanted to know,
Sir Robert was saying. He looked up at Sir Johnny meaningfully.
Interrogation. They wanted him for interrogation.
And Sir Johnny was nodding. Then Sir Robert pulled out something Biddy didn't know he had. A tam-o-shanter with blood on it. He handed it to the two coordinators. They found some thread initials in it. Yes, it was Allison's. Where'd Sir Robert get it? Sir Robert blasted them very proper. He told them, and Biddy was shocked to learn, that the Brigantes had sold Allison to the Cyclos. And the Cyclos must have wanted him for interrogation, and God help Allison now. Sold Allison? A human being? To the monsters? Neither Biddy nor the coordinators could get their wits around that. There was a dreadful row then. Sir Robert ordered the two coordinators to come along with them. The coordinator said this was their duty, to lift these people out. It was a council order. And Sir Robert thundered at them that he was the war chief of Scotland, and he damned well wasn't going to leave them here. The two coordinators tried to leave, and Sir Johnny and Sir Robert, using the cargo lashings Biddy hastily found, simply tied them up. They put them on top of the supplies at the rear of the plane. They withdrew their defense perimeter and took off. And Biddy was not surprised to hear one of the pilots ask permission to strafe these creatures from the air. Sir Robert said no. If they tried that, the creatures would just run under the trees. They weren't equipped to handle them right now, and they had other things to do. But if they'd done what they appeared to have done, they'd have a blood feud on their filthy hands. Everybody was pretty upset about Allison. No wonder. An awful thing. When they had taken off and were flying back to the compound, Biddy got to pondering those people down there. He leaned over to Sir Johnny and said,
Sir Johnny, how in all this rain can they be so dirty?